Okay. And,
that stuff is chalk-like.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Do you have a name for that color?
Like them old cups we call them. Yeah, them old coffee cups. Yeah,
that's an old
stone cup.
Have you ever heard of China?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of stuff is it?
Well, you use it in any kind of kitchen dishes, well, for eating or stored and something ready down.
Now what?
You can cook with it.
What kind of stuff? What's the name for it?
Chinese lace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the kind of, it's a wooden thing that you carry water in. What would that be? Oh, it has kind of like slats in it with a handle that you used to go to the well, roll the thing. What's that?
Well, you could call it your water bucket.
Mm-hmm. And if it's metal, what would you call it?
Would you still call it a water bucket.
Okay. Is there any other name for like when you're milking a cow? What do you milk? What does the milk go into? What would you call that?
Well, my mama always called it her milk bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But now the change since I got grown, they would milk them in a dipper.
Mm-hmm.
A boiler.
Uh-huh.
A pan.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna milk them in. Shouldn't hold that milk.
Did you ever hear of a pail? For anything like that, for carrying water in or anything?
Yes, ma'am.
What would you use that for?
Well, you could use that to carry that water. They call it a pail. They put that water in and carry it out to that field or the moon. And whenever we got ready for a drink of water, we would go get that and go in that bucket and dip it up.
Okay. What would you call the thing that,
In other words, you would call that, and that's what I raised to call it, the dipper.
The dipper. You would never call it a pail.
Yeah, I never was taught that. I'd always taught the dipper.
Okay, that's real good. What would you call, when you had leftovers, and you'd put them in something and take it to the hogs? What would you call that?
Slops.
Okay.
For the dogs, or for the pigs, that's what they want.
What would you call the thing that you carry it in?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Tell me about a frying pan. What's its shape like, and what kind of bottom does it have, and what's it made out of?
Well, we got one kind made with a bottom like, bottom and made up like that top off of yam.
Uh-huh.
Then we got the regular old black round frying pan. It's made out of iron, round.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's made out of tin round with a long handle. Mm-hmm. That's what they call going to fry your fish at home. Outdoors, either one, you don't have to burn your hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
The old handle to it is about that long, and you spy the way out here.
About how long?
About as long from here to there.
About how long do you think that is?
About a foot.
Okay. There's a big iron thing that you, like, maybe you used to boil stuff outdoors in. What would you call that?
We always would read to call it the pot.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call anything else?
Yeah, my mama would say, go turn over my little black pot, my large black